I am super glad to be here, excited to be here. Tonight, the night we speak on Welcome to the Family, all right? And now, I've got some questions to ask you, all right? So, and I just want a couple of people to respond. Go ahead and raise your hand so that I can point to you. And whenever you respond, do it loud enough to where everyone can hear, all right? So if I was to ask you what does family mean to you? What would you say? Just a couple words. Anybody? Go ahead. Time. Anybody else? Right here. Support. Exactly. Right over here. Let me get closer so my 400-year-old ears can hear you. What?
Ohana means family. Family means nobody's left behind.
Ah, nobody's left behind. I like that. That's pretty good. Who else? You do. Yeah, go ahead. A trusting foundation. That's really good. Way to be spiritual. No, just joking. Over here? All right, hold on. I'll walk over here. Hope? Yeah, hope. Family is hope. Very good. Well, you're not all wrong. You're all right. Those things are good definitions or of family. But before we get into the word, I do want to say this. Whenever earlier I said you guys did amazing today in the games and stuff, I thought that was phenomenal. How many guys played kickball today? Anybody? You guys are amazing because they went out there. I'm just going to be honest with you. They went out there and they sweated. We had some throw up, which was great. It's not camp if you don't throw up, right? We had one twist her ankle, right? Yep. And she wouldn't let me give her a piggyback ride because my back was too sweaty. She's like, that's a sweaty back ride. That's not a piggyback ride. I was there to help, and she refused it. I don't blame you a bit. I smelt myself when I got back in the dorm, and it was disgusting. So I apologize. Anyway, so thank you for doing that. Thanks for being part of what we're doing. How many of you guys went swimming? A lot of you. Some of you guys, not a ton. All right, swimming's fun. We're going to do that tomorrow night for Afterglow, so get ready for that. And I plan on doing that tomorrow, some during the day, because this chest needs to be not so white. Just going to let you know. It's horrible. All right, so family. How many of you guys know this? that before you become or you accept what Christ did for you, you are part of actually a lost. You were lost, right? Anyone ever been lost? Anybody? Is it scary? When you were little, did you ever get lost in a crowd? Anyone? Right? All right. And it was pretty scary, right? And you probably were real nervous, a little worried, and you probably cried out. What did you cry out? Anyone say, Mom, Dad, anybody? Help me, anybody? Oh, for Grandma, Grandpa, our parent figure, right? But when you're lost and that, you know, you have that worry feeling, you just cry out for help, right? And that's honestly as simple as it is. When you're lost, when you don't know where you're at, all you have to do is what? Cry out for help. Does that make sense? So when you accept what Christ did on the cross for you, you were then adopted. Anybody know that you're adopted into the body of Christ? You know what that means? That now you are joint heirs with Jesus. You know what that also means? It means everything that Jesus has, you have as well. Yeah. All right? It doesn't mean that you're a step. There's not such thing as a step. son or daughter in Christ. It means you're part of, you're equal with Christ. Isn't that exciting? Man, that's exciting. It doesn't matter what you did before. You are exactly what Jesus is. Amen? That's exciting. How many of you guys know before, probably, you probably don't know this because you didn't know me, but before I accepted what Christ did in my life, I was pretty bad. All right? We went to church some when I was little. Guess what we did in church? Okay, my mom would take us to church, and I wouldn't listen. We took this little video, like a tape recorder, where you had those little bitty tapes, and you guys don't know about this stuff, but then you can push two buttons, and it would record. You know what? What me and my brothers would do is do that, but then sit on it and fart, and then play it back when we got home. There was a lot of farting going on in our church at that time, all right? That's what we did in church, okay? And then a little bit later, I finally went to a camp, a youth camp. This friend of mine invited me to go to church. How many of you guys know if you don't want to do something, you'll find every excuse in the book not to do it, right? Okay? And my excuse was, I've got homework. And you know what? That was a lie because I never did homework. I had homework, but I never did homework. And then finally I decided, hey, I'm going to go to this church. And then he invited me to a youth camp. And then the preacher up there, he was talking about how you can have eternal life if you accept what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you. How many of you guys know when he explained that, he said, no matter what you've done, all those things will be forgiven. And I thought back to all the things I had done. I really did. I thought, man, you mean I could be, the Bible says this, you're a new creation in Christ. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Isn't that incredible? It doesn't matter what you've done, all those things, let's just say this was you before, all those things were left on that side, and you crossed over to this side, and you're a brand new creation in Christ. You're a brand new creature in Christ. That's incredible, right? So my question to you is, these gentlemen were up here doing worship and singing about it. How, if I was to give you that gift, how many of you guys know that's a gift? Amen? Christ gave us a gift of eternal life. Now, my question to you, I know there's grace. Trust me. There's abundance of grace. There's so much grace. But let me ask you this. If you were given a gift and someone worked so hard to make that gift for you, how careful would you be to take care of that gift? Think about it. Or if you made something and you put a lot of time and effort into making that for someone, and they looked at it, they opened it up, and they're like, cool, that's awesome, and set it aside and never touched it again. How would you feel about that? That probably would hurt your heart a little bit, right? Okay, but how careful. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be perfect to know. That's not it. But when Christ is in you, you want to live for him. Amen? You want to do right. Amen? Okay, so let me ask you this. How many of you guys have ever seen, you probably haven't, but how many of you guys have ever seen videos on TikTok or YouTube of someone who has been adopted, and they open up their little papers, and they didn't know they were being adopted, and they read that they were adopted? Has anyone seen those, or is that just me? Yeah, pretty touching, right? Right. It makes you cry. I cried in the dorm just a little bit ago because I'm a baby. But it's these If you were in a foster, just pretend like you were in a foster. Most of these people are in foster care, and they found people that would love them unconditionally. All right, everyone in foster care is in there for a reason, right? Okay, one thing or another. Maybe their parents did drugs. Maybe they were beat. Maybe they were abandoned. Okay. And they found someone, and some of these people jump from one home to another, and finally they find someone that will love them unconditionally. And then that person takes them and goes through and adopts them. Now, put yourself in their shoes. Someone that only knows being abandoned. Someone that only knows being abused. Someone that only knows being molested. And they find someone that doesn't do any of that, but loves them the way a parent should love them. And they said, and they open up the little papers or the gift, and they read that they're adopted. How do you think they feel? Safe, right? Loved. How would you feel? And that's exactly what Christ did for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could go from one life to another, and now that life is eternal. Isn't that precious? Isn't that amazing? That's what Christ did for you. That's huge. That's amazing. How many of you guys remember, how many of you guys know that one time I actually sold vacuum cleaners? You guys remember this? Anyone know the story of me selling vacuum cleaners? So there's a vacuum cleaner back in the early 2000s called the Amazing Fairfax. That's what it was called, the Amazing Fairfax. And here's what would, so they taught you how to use it and how to put your vacuum cleaner up against anyone else's vacuum cleaner and make it better. And then you would set appointments to go into a home and say, hey, I'll clean your living room for free if you just let me come over there and show you how this vacuum works. And there's people, they're like, okay, yeah. So you'd go into a home that you didn't know. And I went to this one home, and they were Asian. And this vacuum cleaner was pretty amazing. So I sat there and ran their vacuum and said, do you feel like your carpet's clean? And they're like, oh, yeah, very clean. I was like, all right. Well, let me show you this. And I'd put a little filter in mine, and I'd go and vacuum and just go over right where they would, and they were like, that's amazing. How you do that? That's exactly what they're like. They were so amazed of all the dirt that still came out of this. They were like, that's amazing. How you do that? That was over and over and over again. That's what they would say. And let me tell you this. The gift of Christ is amazing how he do that, right? He did it because he loves you. Amen. Now, let me tell you a story. When I was in high school, I had a girlfriend, believe it or not. Yes, I was a handsome devil. And I had a girlfriend. And this girl had this little dog. I don't know what it was called. It was a white and black dog about that big, a terrier probably, right? Is that right? Sound right? All right, some sort of a terrier. And all of a sudden, the dog was outside, and the dog started pooping, taking a poo-poo. And all of a sudden, there's this little string like that hanging out of its butt. That's disgusting, right? But how many of you guys know this, that dog needed help to get that out? What's the best way to make that happen? Take it out With your fingers? Okay, not with your fingers. So I took a stick and had her pick that dog up and walk the dog. And I promise you this, that you're me and this is her and there's a dog. You got that stick, no, like you're holding the stick with the poop on the ground, all right, and with a string on the ground. And I'm walking, and I promise you that string was this long. What happened? That dog got a piece of yarn and ate it. Now, what are you saying? What does that have to do with anything, Gene? Nothing really. No, just joking. I just want to tell that story. Just kidding. How many of you guys know this? Before, that string wasn't part of that dog, right? That was just a string on the ground. But whenever that dog ate that string, it became part of that dog, right? Does that make sense? And before you knew Christ, he wasn't in you. And whenever you accepted him, he became part of you. Amen? And he still is. He's not going to, you don't need help getting him out. That's not what we're talking. We're not going any further than that. I'm just telling you, I wanted to tell that story because I thought it was awesome. And I had a flashback today of it. I don't know why. Probably because you guys were out here playing kickball and I thought you guys were pieces of crap. No, just joking. I'm just joking. But when Christ is in you, he's in you. There's no getting him out. Does that make sense? You're never, ever, ever going to not have Christ in you anymore. Amen? It doesn't matter. Now, let me tell you this about family. I think family sticks up for each other, right? How many of you guys know this? That, I'm going to ask you this. Can you say, did you have brothers or anything growing up? Two older sisters. Your older sisters or anyone can say anything, or they can say anything to you, they can do anything to you, but whenever someone else outside of your family did that, what happened? They took care of business, right? They took care, because they were protective, right? So family is protective, right? But let me ask you this. Listen up. Do families ever fight? I'm going to ask you this. Families do fight, but are they still family? Are they still family? If you fight and you're part of a family, are you still family? Yeah, you are. Guys, listen. I'm painting you a picture of what I feel like the body of Christ should be. Protective. We've got to protect one another. We've got to be there for one another. Understanding. How many of you guys know families are understanding? All right? Is there anything your sisters could do to you that you would never call them your sisters ever again? Is there anything? No. They're still your sisters. How many of you guys know parents? How many of you guys this? How many kids? How many of you guys have done some stupid things in your life? Raise your hand. Some things that you might have been ashamed of. Some things that possibly could have cost your parents money. Some things that maybe your parents were ashamed of. How many of you guys know this? Regardless of what that was, they're still your parents, right? They still love you, and they'll always love you, no matter what. So you guys were adopted. Whenever you guys were adopted, were you stepkids? No, you were joint heirs with Jesus. You have everything Jesus has. What are some things that Jesus has? Healing power, right? Some more, come on. What? Oh, I thought you said something. What are some things that Jesus has? Hope, peace, love unconditionally. Come on, what else? Forgiveness. What? Joy. Authority. You have all of these too. Everything Jesus has, if he's inside of you, you have them too. Amen? Now, the question is, what will you do with those things that Jesus has given to you? What will you do with the things that you've been blessed with for the body of Christ? That's on you. Jesus, listen to this. I know things get tough. I know things you get challenged sometimes. I know sometimes your nerves pop up when the Spirit of God is telling you to do something. How many of you guys know this? Jesus, when he came into you, he gave you the Holy Spirit. Amen? He gave you the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you this. What are you going to do? That's on you. That's not on me. That's on you. How are you going to handle things? What is this? The Spirit doesn't just tell you to go and talk to someone or to prophesy over someone. He also comforts you. Amen? So allow the Spirit of God to comfort you. I don't know your life. Let me tell you this about family. There's one guy, two guys, three guys, four guys in here and females. I only seen, Brother Bill, how many times have we ever seen each other? 9 years, plus once or twice outside of camp, right? Let me tell you something. Regardless of how often we see each other, we're still as close as ever. I'm going to make one more point. This year has been pretty tough for me, really, honestly. Things have, with my business, it's been tough. And then I recently, after the first year, I got some news, and it was tough news. And one person reached out to me and said, hey, I care what you're going through. And his name's Kenny, right here. And I appreciate you for that, Kenny. Okay? How many of you guys have ever seen someone go through something and you've never reached out to them? I have. There's reasons for that. There's reasons you haven't. But if we're family, shouldn't we care enough to reach out to people when they're down? We need to. And that's one thing. So thank you, Kenny, for doing that. I'll just say this. I wouldn't be here at this camp today if it wasn't for Kenny. So I thank you for that. And I'm excited about what God's going to do at this camp. And you might think, oh, camp numbers are down. That's okay. We still have the same God here that if there were 80 people here, amen, he still wants to do the same thing. The only thing that stops him is our head, right? So get your head out of the way and allow him to do things to your heart. Because that's what he wants to do. He wants to do that, okay? Maybe someone in your family, the body of Christ, has hurt you, knowingly or unknowingly. You're still family, right? So it's up to you to find forgiveness and to show forgiveness to those people. Amen? So let me ask you this. I know I only have 17 minutes of your attention. That's all it takes for teenagers, and I've almost passed that. But I want to say this tonight. Guys, some of you guys when I looked out here during worship, I thought, these are people who love and are in love with Jesus. I saw that, and that's what I thought. Now, you might, your youth pastors or your pastors who are there daily and see you, they may see you as heathens, because that's how I see my youth group. No. But what I saw are people in love with Jesus. Now, I may have been seeing into the future. I don't know. But when I saw you guys worshiping, I saw you as people in love with Jesus. Now, if you're not in love with Jesus, tonight's a great night to make that happen. Because if I was to ask you, if you're, you know, if we were to go and say, hey, I just want people to raise their hand, and if they never accepted what Christ did on the cross for them, we may get two or three people in here. But if I was to sit here and say, how many of you guys are not truly in love with Jesus right now? There's a difference between loving someone and being in love with someone. And Jesus is in love with you. How many of you guys have ever had feelings for someone and they didn't have the same feelings for you? Anyone? I have. Jesus is in love with you. He deserves for you to be in love back with him. So tonight's welcome to the family. Yes, I'm going to ask you, if you've never accepted what Jesus Christ did on the cross for your sins, for you to be part of this family. But going deeper than that, I want to ask you tonight, if you tonight aren't in love with Jesus, people in love with Jesus would do anything for that person. Or if people are in love with one another, would do anything for that person. Amen? So when I asked you, what are you going to do with that gift? That gift that God has given you, the answer should be anything he wants. Does that make sense? That should be your answer. Anything he's asked me to do. So tonight, ask yourself, do you really truly feel like you're in love with Jesus? How many of you guys know that Travis is in love with Jesus, the lead singer? How many of you guys know that that whole band back there is in love with Jesus? That's a perfect example of what being in love with Jesus is. How many of you guys know that Pastor Bill is in love with Jesus? He is. How many of you guys know that Cecil is in love with Jesus? You see those examples, and if you're not there, that's okay. But if you want to be there, that tonight's the night for you to take that step to be there. Does that make sense? We know that you love God. We know that you love Jesus. The question is, how in love are you with Jesus? Things may have gotten in the way for you to be as in love with him as you were before. Things happen, guys. Life happens. Life happens. But that life that has happened could stop here tonight. And you can step over and say, that life that has happened is no longer. I want this new life of being in love with Jesus to happen tonight. Does this make sense to you guys? Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? That's important, because if I'm just speaking, it's worthless. If you're not understanding what I'm trying to say, you're getting nothing. All right? I want you to get what I'm saying, because this is the first night of great things to happen in the next few days. So let's just start off in love with Jesus. What does that look like? Perfect examples. Now, it may look a little bit different on you. Let me tell you something. Could you stand up real quick? Turn around. This is my favorite shirt. How many of you guys think this shirt looks good on her? Right? It looks great on her. It's my favorite color, red. It looks great on her. How many of you guys know this? That this shirt, what size is it? I don't know. A little girl size would not look great on me. It would look different on me, right? You can sit down. So what I'm trying to say is how it looks on them may look a little different on you, and that's okay. What fits you? That's what Travis was saying. What fits you? Are you going to run around here? Are you going to raise your hand? Some of those things are tough to do because you got your friends around you. But if the shoe fits, wear it. Right? Maybe the person next to you is waiting for you to raise your hand. And maybe by you raising your hand, their bondage will be set free. They'll be set free from their bondage. Maybe it just takes you being. The Bible says that obedience is greater than sacrifice. You know why? Because sometimes you just got to tear down that flesh and be obedient. And that's the sacrifice. It's greater than that. Okay? Christ's obedience to the cross was the greatest sacrifice. So tonight, we're going to start with this. I guess if you guys, Travis, you want to, or however you want to do that, we're going to fall in love with Jesus tonight. And let me tell you this. If you've been in love with someone, or you see someone in love with someone, the more you are together, the deeper that love becomes. Amen? And the more ooshy and gooshy and mooshy you get. Not squishy. This is squishy right here. All right? Ooshy, mooshy, and gooshy. Not smooshy. Smooshy. Right there. Yeah, you're. So tonight, go ahead and close your eyes as they begin to worship. If you feel in your heart that you've never made that step, that you've never accepted what Jesus Christ did on the cross for your sins, and you want to become part of this family that sticks up for one another, the family that gives hope to one another, the family that lifts each other up, the family that fights but forgives each other. If you've never taken that step to be part of this family, let me tell you this, you can't be in love with Jesus without taking that step first. So if that's you tonight, if you've never taken that step, that's the first step. Because the next step we're going to ask everyone to take together if they haven't taken it. And if they have taken it, they're going to show us how in love with Jesus they are tonight. So if that's you, if you've never said, Jesus, I accept your perfect sacrifice, and I know that you died on the cross, you rose from the dead, and you're in heaven, you did this for me. If you've never made that step, with every head bowed and every eyes closed, would you please raise your hand on the count of three? If you've never made that step and you want to tonight, on the count of three. One, two, three.